has a lot of material tonight, but not, let's say, without respect to the Holy Spirit. So bow your heads, please. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I need clarity.
I need clarity.
I need revelation.
I need revelation.
And I need understanding.
And I need understanding.
None of this.
None of this.
Is going to be wasted.
Is going to be wasted.
Because with you in charge.
Because with you in charge.
It'll all make sense.
It will all make sense.
Down the road.
Down the road.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to take you on a short trip. And we're going to go to see, we're going back to Zechariah, so that's where we're off to. And we're going to take a peek at how this prophetic chapter in the Bible is designed to awaken us to what's going on around us for now. Many of you may remember the plumb line that was shown and how it was related to this particular scripture. But I want you to come with me to chapter 3, where we're going to take a peek at how God responds to some of this darkness and what it tries to do. Verse 1. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right side to accuse him. You get the picture, Sammy. The Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan." So again, look at how the angel of the Lord, which is Christ, before he was given a body, and Satan is right there next to him to accuse. So who is going to show up with a animal body, the head of a horse, and start whispering at you? It's something from the demonic realm. But notice again, the Lord doesn't chase after this thing. He says, "The Lord rebuke you." That should give you wisdom whenever you're getting all kinds of pressure in your mind and you're being accused, blah, blah, blah. Respond. "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you." So notice again, it's a double, but it's not a war. It's a simple comment. Get it out of my life, period. My 3-year-old told me, last night, I was teasing her, okay? I love to tease kids, so that's part of my nature, and I'm not going to make any excuses for it. And I wanted her to give me a kiss so that she could get another cookie. So I knelt down on the floor in the kitchen on both knees, and I puckered up like this, and she ran away. So now she wants me to chase her, and guess what? We're not having a cookie, right? So she says, "Out of my life." With an attitude. So, you see? The Lord rebuke you. Got it? Why is it so hard for us to stand our ground? She got more than cookies, by the way. It's fun at my house. Watch the next word. "The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire?" Now, he's speaking about the high priest. Amen? He's been snatched out of the fire. So God has definitely pulled him right up. Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel, which is the angel of the Lord. The angel said to those who were standing before him, "Take off his filthy clothes." Then he said to Joshua, "See, I have taken away your sin." So what those garments represented were sin. Who took it away?
Jesus.
Thank you. Somebody's on the job. "See, I have taken away your sin, and I will put rich garments on you." Who's doing the work?
The Lord.
If you try to scrub yourself clean, it ain't going to work.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is going to be on God, not on you. "Then I said, put a clean turban on his head," which means the mind of Christ. Turbans are put on for what? Protection. Amen? So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him while the angel of the Lord stood by. That's Jesus standing right there, watching the whole process. The angel of the Lord gave this charge to Joshua. This is what the Lord Almighty says. "If you will walk in my ways and keep my requirements, then you will govern my house, and I have charge of my courts. And I will give you a place among these standing here. Listen, O high priest Joshua, and your associates seated before you. Who are the men symbolic of things to come? I am going to bring my servant the branch." Who's the branch?
Jesus.
Amen. "See, the stone I have set in front of Joshua. There are seven eyes on that one stone." Who's the stone?
Jesus.
Jesus. Seven eyes. Seven spirits of God. Men of the future are visible in verse 8. Amen? Symbolic of things to come. Who are these men? Men of the future. These are people from this generation and the generations ahead of us. Why is Zechariah important? Because he's prophetic. He's talking about end times. He's talking about today. We need to see what he's up to. We need to be able to stand our ground and hold our ground and not let those flies come around us. In case you forgot, Satan is called the Lord of the
flies.
So that's why you can't stand them, girl. They represent demonic realm, demonic activity. Oh, is this news to you?
About the flies, yes.
It is?
Yes.
Yeah, I have no problem killing flies.
Flies? If you only knew what they do.
They were, but I still had no problem killing them.
Me either.
No.
You know why? They hang around on manure.
Yeah.
And they bring it in your house. And they're loaded with germs.
Thank you for mentioning that.
Well, it's the truth.
That's the truth.
It's the truth.
I have no problem.
All right? They may be God's creation, but they've been perverted.
That's why I've sealed my screens. I paid to have somebody go around and seal them. So
just kill the flies.
Good girl. Seal your screens. Go back now. "There are seven eyes on that one stone, and I will engrave an inscription on it, says the Lord Almighty, and I will remove the sin of this land in a single day." When did that happen?
On the cross.
Yes, on the cross. Absolutely. "In that day, each of you will invite his neighbor to sit under his vine and fig tree, declares the Lord Almighty. Then the angel who talked with me returned." That's, by the way, chapter 4. So just keep on going, because there were no numbers when he wrote it. "He wakened me as a man is wakened from his sleep. He asked me, 'What do you see?'" So, is really God knowing that he needs an education from a man?
No.
No. But is it wrong for us not to understand when God shows us something?
No, I think he expects us to ask.
If we don't ask, we're kind of dumb. I'm sorry.
Right.
But wake up, ask the question, don't be ashamed, do it. You know why? Because he wants you to question him.
There's no way we can know.
Correct. And especially to get it right.
Yeah.
You're going to get it right when he speaks, because you know what? He'll confirm it in two or three witnesses. Okay? Watch. He asked, verse 2. What do you see? I answered, I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl at the top and 7 lights on it. 7 spirits of God. You got it? That is the menorah. Amen? With 7 channels to the light. Also, there are 2 olive trees by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other on its left. I asked the angel who talked with me, what are these, my Lord? He answered, do you not know what these are? No, my Lord, I replied. So he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might, not nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. That was one of my pastor's favorite verses. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. By my spirit, saith the Lord. Whatever problem it was that you had in your heart and carried in your mind, you sang that song until that darkness lifted. Why? Because there's resistance needed from you.
Amen.
Okay? There's resistance needed from all of us. You know, if you play dead, the enemy is not going to go away. He'll make sure you are dead.
Amen. Amen.
Okay? But if you respond and give him a swift kick in the right place, he will definitely leave. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. Okay? The God of Jerusalem, be gone. Why? Because he's given you authority to stand your ground. Got it? I know I'm preaching. You got it. Okay? Verse 7. What are you, O mighty mountain, before Zerubbabel? You will become level ground. He's prophesying the future. Then he will bring out the capstone to shouts of God bless it, God bless it. Who is that capstone?
Jesus.
Who's bringing out the capstone? The Father. Got it? He's shouting, grace to it in the Amplified. Then the word of the Lord came to me, the hand of Zerubbabel have laid the foundations of this temple. His hand will also complete it. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. Then you will know. Why? Knowledge comes when? The things are confirmed. When things are confirmed and it's solid in your heart, and you say, oh my God, I made a mistake. Okay? God, give me your mind on this. Give me the way you think on it. And don't get so bent out of shape because the darkness is trying to dance around you. You know what? They love attention, those negative forces. Don't do it. Don't give them the attention as best you can. I'm not saying you might not be deceived and maybe drawn into a bad corner for a few moments, but you don't need to live there.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
Close your eyes. Say, Father, tonight,
I've learned
that it's not by might.
It's not by power.
But it's by the Spirit of Father
working through me,
bringing victory.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.